From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to Good Food. Yes, the which came first debate, chicken or egg, is still raging. But what comes after that? Well, the farm egg. While egg whites were the heroes of the early aughts, the pendulum has swung back and healthy fats are once again in fashion. Now that eggs seem to be permissible as part of a well-rounded diet, it's all about the color of the yolks. Writer Marion Bull ponders why orange is the new yolk. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Evan. So great to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. I have opinions.
I can't wait to hear them.
What has been America's relationship with the egg yolk?
Well, you know, it's changed a lot over the last, let's say, 70 years. Thanks to some potentially misleading scientific studies in the 1950s, there was a big fear of dietary cholesterol in the second half of the 20th century in the U.S. Many of us who were alive and eating in the 90s are familiar with the egg white omelet, or maybe the, you know, carton of egg whites that you or your mom might have had in the fridge at any point between, let's say, 1980 and 2000, whatever. But given the interest that has developed in American eaters and diners and cooks in the last 20 years in, you know, finding more locally sourced ingredients and quote unquote natural ingredients, we've become really excited about eggs, about putting eggs on non-breakfast foods. And as we've kind of become obsessed with humane farming practices and locally sourced food, the egg yolk has kind of become this like icon of virtue, regardless of how it's reached our plates.
When did the virtues of a really jammy orange yolk move from the restaurant to the home kitchen?
I think that's a really good question. So the egg kind of entered fine dining or more casual fine dining restaurants in the mid to late 2000s, in part because of the popularity of Dave Chang's Momofuku in New York, but also thanks to the recession, which, you know, was a time when fine dining chefs were kind of finding ways to serve cheaper ingredients in fancier ways. I think that in the mid-2000s, and especially in 2020, when so many people were stuck inside cooking and watching food videos and all of this, I think that the egg, especially the kind of like jammy soft-boiled egg, which was definitely popularized by Bon Appetit, there was a spread in the magazine in the mid-2010s that was the first mention there of the, you know, jammy seven-minute egg. It became this sort of affordable luxury, right? You know, most people can cook an egg, but to get that very specific, jammy, not undercooked, not hard-boiled yolk, it does take a certain level of finesse. So it's super accessible, but it's still something that you can kind of fuss over. Everyone has their own way of doing it. Some people will boil the egg and then put it in ice water. Some people won't. And then, of course, there was the whole sous vide boom of, you know, the late 2000s, early 2010s. And so I think that, you know, it's very familiar, but especially now that we're getting these much more orange yolks on our eggs, it's a way for people to kind of feel like they're having this little luxurious and very photogenic garnish on top of maybe just a plain bowl of pasta or a plain bowl of rice.
So let's talk about those seductive orange yolks. Do they occur naturally?
So sometimes they do. There are certain breeds of heritage birds that do produce a darker yolk, particularly the Copper Morans hen, which has long been prized, particularly in France, I believe, for, you know, its rich flavor, its richly colored yolk, and even the egg itself is sort of a copper color, hence the name Copper Morans.
And in the U.S., are they associated with a particular brand?
No, I mean, there are some brands that that claim that some of their farms do raise Copper Morans hens. And obviously there are, you know, small farms that raise them. But as far as brands that you can find in the grocery store, I think maybe one or two of them. But the thing about this kind of heritage breed hen is that they don't lay as many eggs as the kind of run-of-the-mill industrial hen that, you know, these more high production producers are using. So it's actually a less economically viable hen for a farmer to buy.
So what are farms doing to get that yolk and seduce customers? Are they doing some kind of special feed supplementation?
Yeah, there are a number of things that you can add to a chicken's feed to change the color of the yolk, particularly marigold and turmeric, I think, are two of the most popular options, which obviously are natural ingredients and they don't really affect the flavor of the egg. So there's nothing wrong with supplementing a chicken's feed with that. There's definitely something to be said for eating something that's beautiful, but there is this obfuscation of how those eggs are coming to look that way.
Yes, I understand that there's like a chart, sort of like a paint palette that farmers can get and decide on what exact color of yellow to orange they want and how to go about getting that.
Yeah, it's called the yolk fan. And what's really interesting is that I think in different countries and across different cultures, the color of the yolk means something different. So what I've heard is that in England, you know, their version of the kind of cheap diner egg that we have here is a super orange egg, whereas our cheap diner egg is like a pale yellow. So it is very easy for farmers, regardless of the living conditions of their chickens, regardless of the breed of their chickens, to achieve a wide variety of colors in the yolk, you know, from pale yellow to a deep, deep dark orange.
You know, as a person who has spent a lot of time in Europe, I'm really familiar with picking up a carton of eggs that is really deeply orange, has deeply orange yolks. But I had an experience here in LA recently that really made me think. I went to a restaurant that is known for making an absolutely delicious and perfect omelet. I was so jonesing on this omelet, and which I'd had many, 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 many times before. And it was served to me and it was orange. I mean, orange. There was no yellow. And I started to eat it and then felt I couldn't eat it. I ended up leaving because it so disturbed me. And I've thought about that so much since that's happened.
It's funny how a slight change in that color gradation can really affect your experience of what you're eating. So I wrote this piece for Eater about, you know, the rise of the orange egg yolk. And the reason that I got this idea was that my boyfriend bought a dozen of these eggs and made scrambled eggs for us. And they were like, they almost looked radioactive. They were so orange and I was so... They tasted completely fine. They tasted delicious. They tasted like scrambled eggs. But I was really put off by them. And I actually spoke to Susan Spungen, who's a food stylist for the piece. And she said that, you know, she likes to buy these orange yolked eggs for photo shoots because they are so visually striking. But one time she tried to make pâté sucré with them and she couldn't use it for the job because it looked like it had been artificially dyed. You know, it was like if you rolled out your pie crust and it was orange.
Yeah, it's just so interesting how it, like in a pasta, it would read perfect. It would read, oh, rich, homemade, delicious. But in a different setting, it's just, I mean, for me at least, I had the exact same experience you did.
As they say, we eat with our eyes, right? But that also means that we can kind of be grossed out by our eyes if it goes a little too far.
Are we also linking this color to like a virtuousness, a sort of super all-natural experience?
I absolutely think so. Let's say you go to Whole Foods, or let's say you go to kind of an upscale grocer where they have a lot of different kinds of eggs that you can buy. If you scan the different labels, you will notice that these labels are trying to make you think that these chickens are just living in the lap of luxury. They have acres and acres of land available to them. They have the world's most orange yolks. And there's a lot of virtue signaling in the copy and the copywriting on these labels. And it can make it really confusing as a consumer, as somebody who's shopping and wants to, you know, buy yourself a dozen eggs that hopefully don't make you feel bad about yourself. But I think that the orange yolk has definitely become kind of a signifier of virtue, of animal welfare, of quote-unquote natural products. And I think that can also lead to, you know, companies sort of taking advantage of that.
You know, I really love when we get to nerd out in a segment. So thank you for going along on this orange yolk ride with us.
It's truly my pleasure. It's truly my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was writer, potter, and editor Marian Bull. We've been discussing the newish obsession with orange egg yolks. To read her piece for Eater, head to our website, kcrw.com/goodfood, for the link. Coming up, Chef Ludo Lefebvre explains how to make the perfect omelette.